au.
It is 16 and a half to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
The kids' holidays are over.
I saw them all walking up to school this morning with their gleaming white socks and their shiny black shoes and their hats on. Yep. Crossing Military Road, actually. I thought mothers are sort of must be a bit scared when they're crossing.
But you not only teach cooking to kids, but didn't you have a big birthday party the other day?
Yes, on Sunday I had a birthday party for 11 8-year-olds, all gorgeous little girls. We had lots of fun.
Mm. Okay, details are on your website?
Yes, for my cooking classes, which are coming up in the next school holidays, because as you said earlier, it's a very short term this term.
Yes.
And I also run the kids' birthday cooking classes as well.
Okay, now you're going to talk about pork.
Yes, now I think you were going to tell me something about bacon, weren't you?
Yes, I don't know if it's a man thing, but I love bacon. I love a bacon sandwich. But I read the other day that 4 slices of bacon, the daily recommended intake of salt is 6 grams.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 4 slices of bacon, it's 7.1 grams of salt.
It is a lot of salt, isn't it? Well, I guess if you like a BLT, a bacon lettuce sandwich with tomato, you'd only want 1 slice of bacon. But really, I guess it depends on the brine that the bacon is cured in, because that's how bacon is made. It's cured in brine, which is salty water. And in fact, some people even inject it with more water to make it heavier, you know, so that increases the weight and therefore you pay more for it. But I think you've got to choose your butcher carefully in that case, or look for sodium-reduced bacon.
Yes. Okay, now what are you going to tell us about pork?
So actually, what I wanted to say to you was that there's a chef in Sydney at the moment who's making his own charcuterie products using pork. He's a fellow called Nathan Sassy, and he's at the Nomad restaurant in Surry Hills. It's very trendy. Restaurant. It's in an old furniture showroom. And I tried his charcuterie plate the other night. There was some beautiful Serrano-style ham and some silky pig's head testino, and they were not salty. So you see, if it's home cured and carefully looked after, it doesn't have to be so salty. And also on the menu there was this absolutely delicious wood-roasted pork, really sweet in flavour and had lots of garlic and fennel through it. Although I must admit, I love rosemary with roast pork and crackling. And interestingly enough, on the lunch menu, and I believe it's about to be offered for takeaway, they have a pig's ear schnitzel. So I wonder what that's like. I didn't try that one.
A pig's ear schnitzel?
Pig's ear schnitzel, yes, on the lunch menu at Nomad in Surry Hills. So $12. I mean, that's easily affordable, and apparently it's about to be on the takeaway menu as well soon.
Okay.
So the point about all this pork talk is that April is pork fest month in Australia. So a bit like spring is to lamb, April is to pork. So here in Australia, we breed these different varieties. We've got large whites and we've got Durocs. And pigs that are born in the winter of the year before start coming into season now, and you'll find them in the supermarkets. But always look for the pink sticker. It's a little square sticker, because you want to look for Aussie pork, not the imported pork. That's often full of water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So today I'm giving you a recipe using pork sausages, which I love, and I actually like the way the Italians make them. They often make them with fennel and quite a bit of garlic. I love those. But you can just use plain pork sausages as well. And you just saute them in some olive oil, add some garlic and onion, and then lots of red wine, and let them simmer away until a little bit of oil comes to the top. And then combine them with some fettuccine, which you've just freshly cooked. So it's a beautiful pork sausage ragu through it.
Can I have mashed potatoes with that?
No, because you've got the pasta, you've got the fettuccine.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't put the fettuccine with it, you could have the mashed potatoes.
Okay, so what's it called?
So it's called fettuccine with slow-cooked pork sausage ragu.
And it's on your website?
Yes, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.